At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need rain, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Welcome to episode 439 of 4th of John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hurd and Tim Kincaid in the building. We are wishing you a happy 53-man roster day to all those observe. I mean, this is a special day to all the players that made it. This is the initial roster update. So it's not the final, but this is the initial roster update. There might have been a couple curveballs, but if you've been listening to the podcast the last couple weeks, we're pretty close. We had some of these things down to the traded wide receiver 3 to be on that part of that group. We had guys like James Bradbury on our final 53, you know, which is a taboo subject these days. But overall, I just think I want to congratulate these guys who made the roster, because anytime you make it an NFL roster, you got to hat tip these guys, the Van Sumerens of the world,
Thomas Booker,
the McCollums of the world.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Evan, are you excited for the guys that made it so far?
I mean, that's got to be an awesome feeling, dude. I mean, that's something that a lot of these guys, they work their entire life towards, and then you finally make that cut. Yeah, I mean, you made the team. There's no better feeling, I'm sure. And I'm sure that the bank account looks a lot better, too, once you make the team. I mean, those guys all got to be pretty excited. But, yeah, like y'all said, I mean, I feel like we kind of had an eyeball on a lot of these guys. I mean, I'm looking at the list from our last podcast when we were predicting the 53, and a lot of the names on there, the Ben Van Sumerens, like you said, all the way down to phantom injuries like Anaya Smith. You know, we kind of sat there and thought to ourselves, what's something that Howie Roseman does time after time when he likes a player or is still early in development, and then just isn't enough space on the roster? All of a sudden they end up having some injury that's going to put him out for some time out of nowhere. Anaya Smith looks like, you know, I hope he feels better. Hope he's getting better on the men there.
That's, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I will have to say this, and I'm going to have congratulations to the guys that made the team. But those guys that got released or waived, yo, we feel for them. I know how it feels to be released from something that you love. So definitely want to give shout outs to those guys. You know what I mean? Like, you guys, the heart, sweat, and tears, blood, everything, you gave it your all. So I definitely just want to talk. I don't want to talk about guys and disrespect them, like, as like regular Jones, but like, I understand, because your family's involved. When you move, your significant other moves, your kids move, stuff like that. So definitely want to give a shout out to those guys. Also, there's opportunity somewhere else. You know what I mean? And on top of that, and this the roster, the dust hasn't settled on this roster. 24 hours, it can be way different. And so we'll see what's up. But yeah, congratulations to the guys that made the squad.
Rob's already voicing his opinion. He says Rick McCollum shouldn't be on there, Van Zimmerman too. But I mean, like, again, we talk about special teams, guys that on the back end of the roster have to be involved. Josh Jobe was a guy that we thought, as a special team player, you know, who's the better cornerback with upside? Maybe they felt like Eli Ricks was that guy, or potentially
trade bait. I know they said that Bradberry might have been a potential trade bait. You know, McLean just put out a post about that they were trying to trade him. But I'm just trying to figure out what it is that they are. They waiting for another cornerback to go down with injury? I'm not sure. But again, I like him as depth. You know, the interesting move about McMahon not making the squad.
Kennard, whole situation is weird. Who's our backup center?
You have Dickerson that plays center too.
Yeah, but I mean, to Tim's point, why are you gonna mess up a good thing? That's too much shifting around. Like Dickerson is. I know that he was originally in college. He was a center. I know that he was drafted kind of with that possibility of mind that he could play center after Kelsey. But I mean, he's the left guard now. Like, that's just his position. He's got years of reps next to Jordan Mailata. That's just where he's situated. I wouldn't want to move things around at all.
Peasy says he's glad that they kept Bradberry, to be honest. Dylan chimes in from Boise, as always. He says, does anyone know how Sid Brown is recovering? I need those medicals. He's a pup tart. That means he's on the pup list. So you won't see him for the first four games. Obviously, you know, he's been running full speed on the sideline. I did see him running on the sidelines at NovaCare. A lot of beat writers have been saying that he's been – the movement's been there. He's taking mental reps, but obviously you want to wait and see what he's got.
I mean,
ACL, so.
Yeah, and it was late in the season as well. Obviously a guy that you wanted to – you're hoping that he was going to be able to go. Like I said, a few months ago, there was reports of him running around, you know, looking better. But you just want to be absolutely sure. And, you know, with getting CJ GJ back here, that definitely bought us some time and some availability and not really pressuring, you know, Sid Brown to have to come back anytime soon. Although we want him back, you know. Right. So hope that he's available after on the fifth game there.
Yeah. It was very shocking, and I was hearing something about they're talking about Trevor Keegan. He's good Keegan's actually good at center too, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a guard, but they're saying like interior. He's good. It's just I was shocked. I was shocked with
But aren't you going to trust Stoutland?
I do. I was just shocked. That's all.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to, you know, give that to Stoutland. One of the guys we talked about, Rakshak's talked about, EJ Jenkins. That was a guy that we kind of had pinned. If the Eagles were going to keep a third tight end, maybe him, but they only end up keeping two. You guys kind of surprised by that? Or
I thought EJ Jenkins displayed, like, he all the effort in the world to actually be on the bubble and be – part of the process, like to almost make it, but I did kind of feel like it was a bubble type situation, not being like he was locked. I mean, in our we had him actually making the tight end when we put it out. This is what we had. We had a Dallas Goedert, Grant Calcaterra, Evan's son. We had then EJ Jenkins, but obviously we got two, and now another guy that we know. Jack Stoll got released by the Giants. Is that something?
Everybody's talking about him.
Well, I mean, you know, if they feel like Jack Stoll was a better option than EJ Jenkins, then you'll see Jack Stoll on the sign-up.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I saw, and this is, there's no way for this not to be disrespectful, but I saw Jack Stoll on the field for multiple years, and I didn't see anything over that time that tells me that I shouldn't try something else in EJ Jenkins.
Sure.
And now
I'm with you. I was basically going to say the same thing. Yeah. I'm with you.
Now there was an update on Albert O. People were saying that he is an injury actually. So, you know, when people were saying that he got cut, he's actually,
he's on the IR.
He's placed on the IR and designated for return along with our boy, Anaya Smith. Nice Smith, great kid. We met him, great energy. I remember at the beginning of the year, we were like, the YouTube page. And then we were like, shut down the YouTube page. Let's make sure you're focused. And it just became a point of like, all right, man, make some plays. But let's go over the position by position. Now we originally quarterbacks, we had Jalen Hurts, Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee. We all got that one right. Everyone was agreed upon that, even in the chat. I think Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee battle in preseason. Tanner McKee won that. I think Kenny Pickett. It's like when that kid in high school makes a roster because his father's like part of the Boosters Club. This type of situation. You're like we're gonna keep him at two right now, but Tanner McKee is that hot, yummy, up and coming prospect that is should be that QB two. Or you guys think any Jameis Winston's out there, and then Tyler Huntley from the Browns, who I would one of these guys.
In a cool tone, kind of saying what I'm thinking there. With, I mean, if Tanner McKee is showing that he, you know, kind of is could be more efficient in this offense than Kenny Pickett, then honestly, why not just trade Pickett at that point? See what you can get for him, and you don't have to do it immediately. I mean, you could kind of wait for a situation, just like how he likes to be patient and pounce when the time is right. And so if there ends up being a quarterback that ends up going down, it happens every year. There's 32 teams. So if there ends up being a team that ends up going down and they want to just take a shot at Kenny Pickett and throw a couple picks at us, why not deal them off?
You see, what's the name got traded from? The guy that got traded from?
Malik Willis to Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Seventh round
pick. But also he played for Arizona. He got traded from the Falcons. He just got
Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, he got released.
Yo, bro, did you see the commercial?
Yeah.
Him. He was doing DoorDash.
He's DoorDash.
It's funny because it's we were down there at the Senior Bowl and Ridder was down there, Willis was down there, and Pickett was down there. All three of those guys are on their second team,
right.
And I remember having conversations with guys down there. They're like, "I think Malik Willis better than Hurts."
Please. Shout out to our guy Chris, baby. But he was, oh my god! Every time I talk to Chris, Malik Willis. I'm like, bro, and then I'm looking at tape. I'm like, am I looking at the same thing?
He had a cannon. The mobility was there, but he hasn't shown anything yet.
I think it's mentally. I don't think he is mentally there yet. But I mean, hopefully he can get a redo with the Packers, and him and I think Jordan Love. Him and Jordan Love are actually friends. So,
AJ Dillon. Speaking of Packers, they just put him on the IR.
Yeah, man, Marshawn Lloyd.
He's on the IR.
He's on IR. He's not gonna be starting to see.
Shout out to the Dillons from my hometown. So praying for AJ. Moving right along to the running back position. This was off the Heezy. We like Saquon Barkley, Kenneth Gainwell, Will Shipley, Correctamundo. We did have to talk nicely to Tim, because he was in his feelings about
Davis Price,
the Jag All Star, the Jag All Star.
Come on, yo, bro, let's be respectful.
I'm just saying,
call him a Jag. Come on, be respectful.
I mean, an old eagle that left the nest. I'm not sure if you guys saw that Boston Scott ended up getting let go from the Rams.
And guess what? Who he's signed with? Yeah, Steelers? This time with the Steelers.
Yep.
Nice. Let's see. Tyrone asked, did we trade for a backup quarterback? Not yet.
Everybody wants to pick it out, huh?
Donovan's like, man, Crunchberry and Gainwell must know something we don't know. Yo, Grant Gainwell is a – come on, Donovan. We're talking about a fifth-round pick. Gainwell is not – Donnell Pumphrey, who was drafted in the fourth round.
Yeah. Who never played.
Put your hand up if you saw Gainwell outperform Miles Sanders in the Super Bowl. Okay. Okay. Declan says, hope the O-line can handle Washington this year.
Yeah, I think we can. I'm confident about our O-line, to be honest with you.
In a cool tone, really, you know, we should ask this question to Evan, your thespian partner. Hennessy did not make the team. How are you feeling?
Stage right, man. I mean, wow. that's tough.
Wow.
It's no disrespect. I mean, like you said, this was a guy that, like Tim was saying in the beginning, about everyone should feel proud for themselves. He was drafted in the third round, man. It's a pretty cool accomplishment in life. I hope he is able to land on his feet on another roster. But, you know, he's already got himself an NFL contract. He's already won the NFL. I'm sorry, the life lottery.
Hennessy is a strong drink.
That's a good point.
But not the player. Helena says they bring him back. Stole getting the band back together. Speaking of the tight end position, we talked about the tight end position, which we also got wrong by one.
Didn't see them just keeping two. And honestly, like as we sit here thinking about that, I mean, both guys that have had problems with injuries in their career. Is there any kind of thing that you worry about with that?
This is what I would say is there's no way that they're going into the season with two tight ends. There's no
something's got to move the needle.
Something's got to be moving. So and if you count the roster spot, there's only 50 guys on the main team. So they got three more spots to fulfill. So
it's actually the 50 man update. should I change? I actually didn't going to look at the offensive line. We had Jordan Mulata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jerkins, Makai Becton, and Lane Johnson. We got Brett Toth wrong. We got then we had Fred Johnson, Tyler Steen. We had Trevor Keegan. Then we had Dylan McMahon. So Kennard and who else made it? Toth didn't make it.
Yep.
Who's the other line? We had nine linemen that made
it. Dylan didn't make it.
Yeah,
I mean, so Dylan McMahon would be interesting. Younger prospect. Can he make it on the practice squad? Practice squad, what, 16 players?
I believe so. Oh. Don't you guys? You think he'll make it to the practice squad?
I do.
I'd like to say, but, you know, all these other teams are like, well, if Stout was high on him, let's take it. And then he signed my helmet. So I'm like, you know what? He signed my helmet.
I don't know, man. I mean, I heard a stat. I don't remember the exact number of it, but there's like over 1,000 players that end up getting released. And I think it was under 100 that end up actually getting signed.
Let's see. Edge rusher. We had Brandon Graham. See what do we have, Ev? And I'll read you off what we actually have.
On our edge rushers,
yep.
We've got Brandon Graham, Bryce Huff, Jalix Hunt, Patrick Johnson, Nolan Smith, and Josh Sweat.
See, we got that one correct. Why don't we move? I mean, there's no questions about there. I think linebacker. What do we have at linebacker?
We have got Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean, Jeremiah Trotter, BVS, and Devin White.
Another position group. Correct, Evan?
Yes, that is correct.
Defensive backs. We had Reed Blank. Safety and cornerback. What do we have, F?
Safety and cornerback. We have Reed Blankenship, James Bradbury, Cooper DeJean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Avante Maddox, Tristan McCollum, Quinyon Mitchell, Eli Ricks, Keely Ringo, Isaiah Rogers, and then Slay.
That's all we had?
No, I was reading off with the...
I thought he was reading off the 53.
I've been reading off the 53-man roster of people that actually made it.
Oh, was you saying reading off what we had?
No, we had what our initial cornerback list. We had Darius Slay,
damn,
Cooper DeJean, Isaiah Rogers, Keely Ringo, Quinyon Mitchell. We left off Ricks. in that situation. Safety, we had Reed Blankenship, CJ, we had Avante Maddox and James Bradbury making it. So
we only in the defensive backs, we only anticipated keeping 9 between the cornerbacks and safety, while 11. They ended up keeping 11. So yeah, they went heavy there. You know, I guess Eli Ricks.
But I'm gonna tell you something right now.
They didn't want to let him go.
I'm sorry, my bad. I think they kept 11 because those 11 of those D-backs, the DBs, they won't make the practice squad. You know, they would get plucked off the squad or get picked up off waivers or release, whatever. So that's why I think they kept 11 guys. But I don't see at least 2 of those guys not dressing up when game time.
I think that I'm really thinking that like one of those guys ends up getting traded.
Oh, okay.
Might end up being the move. I mean, Eli Ricks, I think that he's a guy that you want to protect from your practice squad, but you look at all the cornerbacks that are ahead of him on this depth chart, like where is he really going to poke through?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. He's not getting playing time over a lot of them, bro.
Exactly. So I kind of sit here and I'm like, do they hold him from going to the practice squad so he doesn't get plucked strictly so they could trade him?
Potentially. There's an update on Howie Roseman on his decision to keep James Bradbury. He said James always has had really good football instincts. When you see him play safety every day here and see his ability to diagnose his football instincts, I think for all of us, that's a transition. That's a different position than playing outside corner. He's got a skill set. It's a long season. We already know that he's had a tremendous success in the league playing outside corner as well. With the goals that we have for this football team, having a veteran player like that on the roster that we know can rely on when called upon, we felt like it was important.
Yeah. I mean,
not for you, F. Is that
no? I mean, like, I'm going, let's go through these 11 defensive backs and how many of them are still on a rookie deal. Reed Blankenship, Cooper DeJean, Quinion, Eli Ricks, Keely Ringo, and Isaiah Rogers. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's 6 of them, and I'm not really against having a good mix of vets and younger guys. So having a guy like James Bradbury in here, who I know that he's transitioning and his days of outside corner are kind of behind him, but at least he has that NFL, like he knows how the league operates. He is another vet presence, whether he, you know, did well or not last year. You know, I hope he just doesn't fall off a cliff. I think that they've seen enough of him throughout training camp that they think that he's worth keeping. So, whether that's for a trade, like how I kind of said and how Drew's kind of alluding here, you know, maybe they're storing up cornerbacks trade them. It's a possibility.
One or two of them. Mm-hmm. Like Howie's got to keep face when he's talking about Bradbury's worth. Mm-hmm. Can't be out here in the streets being like, well, you know, like, no, you have to talk about it. Talk him up. I do think he's depth. I mean, who would you feel more comfortable, Josh Jobe or? I mean, either way, you got to pay for him, right?
I feel comfortable with Bradbury.
I mean, Josh Jobe, at the very least, no disrespect to James Bradbury, Josh Jobe at least is bringing solid special teams reps. James Bradbury is not doing that at this point in his career.
No. I mean, there's also guys on the street. You know what I mean?
I mean, a lot of releases today.
Yeah, a lot of releases. So it's kind of like, you know, a trade could happen and we just get some picks and then we pick somebody off the street.
Some people are asking
Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. I was saying some people are asking for Lewis Seen.
Yeah, Lewis Seen.
Another Bulldog.
The Tennessee Titans corner was last year. I want to say last year. Like there's all kinds of guys that were just released.
Lewis Seen snapped his leg a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about compound fracture. So when people are like, it's a name, it's a Georgia Bulldog, very enticing. But Lewis Seen, I was checking out the Vikings pages and they were like, he's a bust. He needs more reps.
I mean, on the topic of NFC North safeties, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night who was a diehard Bears fan, and he's telling me about how good the Bears secondary is. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, we stole one of your studs from last year. Oh, God. I'm like, who are you talking about? He's talking about Kevin Byard. I'm like, did you watch this man at all in Philadelphia gear? I forgot he was on the team. You're talking about.
He had one good game. That was against Kansas City. Dude, that was it.
Struggled, man. That, you, struggled. You would talk about guys that fell off a cliff. I mean, damn.
Pop says, admit it, Evan. Bradberry is your Huckleberry.
I never read the book. I don't know what that means.
Goddamn millennials. And a cool tone says, as long as we can make room for me and Prime's guy when he returns Reddit. The thing is, if you get him at a discounted rate and he loses so much money where he's like forced into like making it a thing, his situation, his people have not handled it well. Like, they should have got that deal done.
Bro.
I wouldn't have turned down that first offer if it was a multiple year. Like, bro. I would have.
Yeah.
He lost $4 million already. $4 million. Does he have $4 million in the bank just to give back? Because that's what he is lost.
Bro, he got money.
If it's $4 million?
There's no way you hold out like that if you don't got the money.
Oh my God. I'm crying.
Bob from Down Under said, interestingly, interchangeable position diversity. Fangio doesn't use those words, but how many guys is he moving around? I do think if I'm a team, I'm looking at Ricks. I'm looking at Bradberry for depth or like emergency type situation where I lost a cornerback. Mm-hmm. Some of you were talking about the Cowboys. If you're looking to bring in some. Is Deron Bland's out 6 to 8 weeks? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm not really, you know. Like, if emergency type situation, you know, Bradberry could be had. Burmy says, McMahon, the center, must be coming back to be on practice squad. Eagles have no backup center. Hope he clears waivers. I mean, interesting they didn't, like, cut Lovato just to – protects him. But I think there's some moves happening. You saw Allen Robinson got cut today?
I did. First of all. But let's just shut that down before it even comes out. Allen Robinson has been a two-pack of ass for years now, bro.
The funny thing is Eagle fans have wanted Allen Robinson for years.
He's a Penn State guy.
I know. Oh, please believe me. No, I'm a Penn State guy. But he had his chance to come. He would have probably played in the Super Bowl if he would have came here. He definitely would have been better than Quez Watkins, actually got cut today by the Steelers. But, yeah, I was like, what the heck? But Noah Brown is somebody to pay attention to. Noah Brown.
You think about it, too. I mean, he spent time with Dallas before Houston. And correct. In Kellen Moore's offense, Noah Brown's definitely a guy. Talk about getting greedy at the wide receiver position. I know we just went and got Jahan Dotson, but you sprinkle a little Noah Brown in there too, bro.
I'm cool with it.
That's depth at wide receiver.
Do you think it's going to stay at this five guy wide receiver, fellas?
I mean, we've got. Do you think AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Johnny Wilson, Jahan Dotson, and Britton Covey? I mean. Britton Covey, I guess, is kind of the sore thumb there.
No, he's not.
He's no. What? You're mad because Nagata didn't make the team.
Nagata was your Huckleberry. What does that mean, bro?
That's crazy that you never seen Tombstone. That's wild.
That's
what? I'm a black man. And I've seen Tombstone.
I had no idea what it is.
Pete says 22 offensive players and 28 defensive players. What are y'all thoughts?
It has me thinking that they are. I mean, you have to also consider that a lot of these guys on the back end of the 53 are going to be special teams players. So regardless of their offense or defense, they're trying to get special teams guys in there. But you look at that disparity, it kind of tells me that they. we looked at how the cornerbacks, they kept two more than we anticipated. I really think that we don't go into this season with 11 cornerbacks. And I think it makes more sense that we go in with possibly six wide receivers. No problem. Where you at?
For me, I think this is all about what did we struggle last year? We struggled on the back end.
And
receiver depth. So this what this tells me is we're top heavy now, but the depth is going to be important. It's imperative, especially in that secondary. The secondary is very, very, very important. That's mm-hmm. why that room is so talented and so packed. We know what it is now. That's what it tells me. And I think a lot of people are actually kind of worried about the D-line. I think people are actually kind of worried about the D-line.
The chat, there's a lot of chats going on here. Evan, Drew says, what? Never seen Tombstone? Crazy. One of my favorites.
When did this movie come out? Like, what?
Oh, my God. What?
David's like, Evan.
When did it come out?
I'm your Huckleberry means I can do that job. Bradbury can do that job for you.
Chat, can y'all help us out? When did Tombstone come out?
I think 93.
It was 90? It was early 90s.
Yeah, 93.
Okay.
A West
chat. Yeah. Is that a new term? Chat-splaining?
Yeah.
Chat-splaining. Chat-splaining.
Will says, I've said for
Gale's hilarious.
The defense is the issue. So more competition is needed. I just say, you know, you drop a dog. We need a dog in there. We have Chauncey. We have Chauncey. I think Jalen Carter is a menace, but like, who's going to be that other like dude that like?
You know who it is.
Oh, I'm asking.
Come on, you know, Ev, you know who it is. Ev, you go ahead and tell Ev. You know who that third guy? No, that dog. Like, we have somebody else that's going to be. Hey, nah, you ain't coming in here. It's Devin White.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the line, bro. That's my bad.
I thought we were talking about attitude. Sorry.
I mean, I haven't seen that yet.
Bro.
Nah, listen. I mean, put some respect on the man's name, bro. He was
here. I haven't seen a year.
Okay. Like, well, I think he's going to be able to transition, man. It's one of those things. Think about Malcolm Jenkins. When he came from the Saints, I mean, he was a leader there, and then he transitioned to be a leader here.
Mm-hmm. Perk says, sign the Dominican Sue.
Yo, Ev got the chat. Mad as shit.
Shout out to the Sioux family. Attending the tailgate. Katya. Shout out to Katya. Always a great part of the tailgate. She gave a bunch of alcohol at one tailgate. Mm-hmm. And everyone almost knocked over the DJ booth.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Will said, Evan said Huckleberry. I've never read that book.
Is a Huckleberry Finn a book?
Oh, God.
Evan wasn't born yet, man.
Yeah, I was born in
93. You weren't born yet?
Yeah, and then he's got then he has a Kurt Cobain t-shirt on.
That's facts. Yeah, but Kurt Cobain t-shirt, but you wasn't. Bro,
I'm not allowed to like earlier music. I'm more of a music guy than I am a movie guy.
He's like, I used to work at an old radio station. I used to listen to Toto, Africa, one of my favorite shows.
Oh man, the age gap when it's hilarious. That's all. That's funny. That's funny.
Oh man, I've seen Tombstone, but I don't remember Tombstone. I've seen it, I just don't really remember.
Bro, it's like a classic movie. It's like saying that you didn't watch Back to the Future.
I've seen Back to the Future. I don't really remember Back to the Future.
Jump on him. Chat, jump on him.
No, I've seen it.
Chat, jump on him. Please. Chat, jump on him from sitting there saying that he doesn't know.
My brain is permanent.
If this baby goes to 88, we're in some serious shit. You know what I'm like? What? Are you serious?
Bro, my memory from learning draft prospects, histories and injury histories and red flags and all these little things I remember. My brain is permanently.
But did you see 1, 2, and 3?
What?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Okay. Well, then we're good then. We're good.
Helene's looking out for you, saying maybe go talk to a doctor.
Maybe. This is true. 843 Philly fan says, I'm with Tim. Devin White is out on a revenge tour. He's going to show everybody he's still like.
Hell yeah.
I'm not mad at the idea. I was just waiting for one of y'all to say somebody, put him on a pedestal.
Trot?
Dogging him?
Trot's got that dog in him, bro. It's way too early to be able to tell that.
Yeah, thank you. I was gonna say it was way too early.
No. I'm gonna give Quinyon is a dog.
I think you have to put that in the
tone setter. He's a tone setter. Yeah, I get that.
Preliminary dog. I'm gonna say
show him precursor signs.
I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna say he's gonna say that route is trash.
Yeah, him being able to step in here and hold his own and talk, but did he really hold his own against them? I mean, we talk about he trained against AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, as to be expected of guys that make big money in this league. It sounds like they kind of got the best of him throughout training camp. But he did as well as he could. He won a couple, but I mean,
that's good enough for me.
It's hard. It's hard being a DB in the NFL, though. Like,
totally.
You know. You're blessed. If you can cover somebody more than 6 seconds, you're blessed.
Oh, of course. 6 seconds. I mean, that's a lifetime.
It's a lifetime. Help!
Shout out to Mark Bird in the chat. He says, what's up, everyone? What did Evan do now?
I didn't watch Tombstone.
He didn't watch Tombstone, Mark. He didn't know who Huckleberry is, bro.
Young Guns. Anyone watch Young Guns?
Young Guns. Oh, that's a dope movie.
We got another primo here. Just Tim's seen every movie.
Am I hanging out with? Yo,
your bird calls me Yacht Rock Ev. That's hilarious.
who am I hanging out with? Like, what is going on?
I celebrate moments where players get cut. When there's number 27 is available.
You had some words for Zach McCarthy.
Yeah, you kind of on the mean side, bro.
No, it was not.
Yeah, he was. He's kind of on the mean side, bro. Maybe, what I'm saying? If this is high school, you'd be the bully.
Maybe not online, but offline. I felt good about it. I'm not gonna murder. Like, a personal chat is you gotta sign an NDA, man.
Whoa. It's a personal, I didn't hear nothing, chat. I didn't see nothing. It's a personal chat,
man. Yeah, man. I remember the offensive line prospects back in 2012.
Yes, he does.
I'm telling you. I do believe, you know, Jeremiah Trotter, he's got an opportunity to make his name on special teams. If you got to throw him in to the fire, I think he can handle his own. Instincts are there so far. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, his development is way further than where we thought it was going to be at this point in the game. I think that he is I'm not sure if anybody saw the video that the Eagles put out today of like all the rookies and them kind of going through training camp, but he was really putting an emphasis on carving out his own path and, you know, well, for lack of a better term, stepping out of his father's shadow and just doing his own thing. And I mean, it was definitely bias in the fact of why we wanted him here, but I'll say that he's lived up to the pick. I think that the way that our linebacker group looks right now, he's definitely going to get opportunities to show what he's worth.
Right.
People are saying be nice in the chat. You might have seen a meme out on social media.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about.
I got a lot of people in the
grab them. Like, you deboed him, B. Like, you over here snatching change.
Some people were like,
you want some too? No. That's basically what you did.
People were like, too soon. I'm like, all right. I don't remember Zach.
He didn't do anything.
You don't wear
it. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You made that. I was dying laughing. And I was picturing, and I was just like, yo, that would be like me and Ev chilling on the porch. And you came in on your bike. You're like, yo, hey, Smokey, let's go, Ev, let's go in his house. And you got the $200. And you're like, he patted himself. Yeah, we got about like $200. And I was like, what'd y'all get? Got $200. He was like, my $200. Yeah. I was like, damn, yeah.
This guy took the chat offline, online. Perk says Isaiah Rogers is the dog. Okay.
Now I'm in on Isaiah Rogers. I think that he definitely is going to have a lot of playing time and have a decent role for himself in this defense. And I think that he's another guy that he's a turn the page and start fresh. After how it ended in Indianapolis with the year-long suspension, I think he's definitely looking to prove himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pete Nathan. One big fish, little boat says Patrick Johnson for me. I think we're talking about a guy who's in the back end.
Nah.
To make it.
But if we're talking about dog though, I mean, that's a guy that continually year after year has made the roster. And like, I mean, the cliche terms that they use in the draft process, but like he's a high motor guy. He's a guy that just doesn't stop going.
Yeah, he's the type of guy that gets out of the mud.
Mm-hmm. Resident hater Pete Nathan, Britt Covey made.
I've seen team. Friday, Mark.
a cockroach.
That yeah, that's
come on. Come first on, of Pete. All, that's so like disrespectful. That's, yeah. First of all, he wasn't even dressed out in the last game. That should have told you right there, big on your forehead, that he was making it. He earned it. He earned the spot.
Yo,
guys, put him in the bathroom. Put him in the bathroom.
When I see Britt and Covey, I'm gonna let them know that you. I was like, I'm gonna if I get an opportunity with Britt and Covey, I'm gonna say, I want you to say hi to your biggest hater. He's been shitting on your family name for the last 2 years. We have told him on this podcast that he's going to make the team as a UDFA. Here we are later, 2 years later, you're still calling. This cockroach is out here handing personal notes to every single guy on that special teams unit with starred notes of what to look at from tape study. Who does that? No one does that except for Britton Cutting.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely he has a role on this team for sure in the punt return. You know, obviously he has returned a lot of balls deep, still yet to take it to the house yet. Like if I were to set a line right now at 1.5 punt return touchdowns this year for Britton Covey going over or under.
I'm going to give him 1 this year.
So you're going
I'm
going
to go under.
Going under. I'm going to say 3 trips with Philly Sports Trips you're going on. Over under, Evan?
Probably under.
Oh, this oh,
multiple. Over.
Oh, over. Okay. Well, speaking of trips, Ev, why don't you set it off?
Yeah, man. So start out the year. We're going to be down in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. And what I keep on hearing, you know, maybe anybody that's local to New Orleans can speak on it. I keep on hearing get a separate pair of shoes for Bourbon Street because they're going to get absolutely destroyed. Gail, you as a sneakerhead, I'm just letting you know that. They're saying that Bourbon Street, your shoes are going to get ruined.
Let me tell you, I already had a conversation about that today, but keep going.
So Bourbon Street, we're going to be out there having a grand old time. That takes off Friday, September 20th. We're also going to be traveling with Angelo Cataldi, so that's going to be fun. Down in Tampa the following weekend, that's going to be with Brian Dawkins. I mean, all-time Eagle. That's definitely one that you want to be there for. Not to mention you're going to be in the Florida sun. You know, maybe go check out a beach or something like that. Vince always has a lot of things to do on those trips, so you'll be occupied. Going to New York, October 20th, almost a month later. That's always a big tailgate. And then we're going to be going to Cincinnati the following weekend. That's going to be traveling with Irving Fryer. That's on October 25th. Gail, take it.
Birds take over in Dallas with Jeremiah Trotter. Gets to see his son play That's a great story. Birds take over in Los Angeles, which is going to be one of the most epic tailgates. LeSean McCoy is shady, and DeSean Jackson will be in attendance. I say the Baltimore game will be one of our toughest battles of the year with the Ravens, and then the Birds take over Washington. That is a dirty, trash ass stadium. Evan.
Yeah, so back to Berber Street. So what were you were talking about that today?
I was talking about that. Shout out to Jesse Wines. I mean, stop whining. If you need graphics, stop whining. Hit up Jesse Wines. But also, we made a trade. We made a trade.
Wow.
Made a trade.
And Adam Schefter didn't report this yet, so this is a 4th of John exclusive.
Did not report this.
So I traded the Princess Di jacket, Eagles jacket.
Wow.
For the Pine Green Four.
Let's get it.
Wow.
Welcome to the club.
Nice.
Welcome to the club.
Would you wear these? My question is, would you wear these to Brazil?
Yeah.
Hell, nice. No.
No? You're not doing it?
No. No.
Why not?
No. No.
You only live once. Okay. Motherfuckers right. Be like, my bad, swearing. Wear your shoes, bro. Wear your shoes.
I do wear my shoes. I do wear my shoes, but if I know somewhere where it's gonna be the streets is gonna be a little dirty.
You need a pair of New Balances to borrow? Yeah. Gotcha though.
Yeah, he borrows from these.
I traded the jacket. Actually if anyone buys the
Princess Diana.
Princess Di jacket, that shit is so large. It's like you gotta size down two sizes.
Interesting.
I had a large jacket. It fit me like I was T-Boss.
So
Ev was like, who's T-Boss?
I was just trying to laugh it off like I knew.
That's hilarious.
Trying not to get caught.
Yo.
So I did not win the trade?
Yeah, I think you won.
I
think you won the trade. I mean, the Princess Diana's jacket is dope. It's super dope, but... Bro, that was sneaker of the year.
Did you? I realized how many jackets I had. Yeah, it was a problem.
Yeah, you do have a lot of jackets.
I got enough.
You have some flies doing so.
Yeah, you don't have enough shoes though, for sure.
these are all factual. Shout out to Primo. He's on vacation this week. He's down to Jersey Shore enjoying himself.
Living it up.
He's living it up, living the dream. Any other guys out on the street that you feel like the Eagles should pick up? Anyone?
There were several wide receivers I saw that hit the market. First of all, while we're talking about wide receivers, I don't think we talked about Paris Campbell not making the team.
As soon as Dotson made the team.
But we talked about how, like, you know, the idea of having some more depth, like why I don't know.
I just think they feel like they've showed him who he is.
Yeah.
And it's sad because I was like, all right, well, you know, he's talking about like a lot of personal stuff, like going through mentally. I'm like, now he's cut from another team. That's like his third team and like
2 years, right?
Two years.
Yeah. That one's unfortunate, man. Like I said, I was cheering for him because, you know, I'm a father. I got two boys and a girl. So, you know, this to see, like, he was coming out of practice, and the first thing he would do was FaceTime his son. And his son would ask him, hey, how did practice go? How did AJ Brown look? I was going for somebody like that. It just sucks that injuries have taken a toll on his body, you know what I'm saying? So it sucks. Yeah. I think for me is the nose tackle. You got somebody like Shakir Ikea, nose tackle for I think it was the Browns. He's on the streets. Mm-hmm. I would like another because we don't really potentially have a third guy. You know what I mean? So that was like he was the third round pick. I want to say about a year ago. Big guy, 320, 330, somewhere in that range. I'm not gonna go crazy with the weights and stuff like that. But nose tackle, I think, is probably the one I'm like, all right, yo, go ahead and get. Look at it. Look at that situation. Kick the tire.
I'm gonna start. I'll throw some names out here of some wide receivers. Does N'Keal Harry
do anything for you? Wide receiver. N'Keal Harry is a tight end.
I need it. I need
N'Keal Harry. I'm going to. I would kick the tires on Noah Brown.
Yes.
If you look at this group, right. The traded wide receiver is Jahan Dotson. But think about size wise. Johnny Wilson, big guy, unproven yet. Outside of Britton Covey, you know, Dotson, Britton Covey, you know, inside outside versatility with Dotson, Britton Covey, slot guy, Noah Brown, who was in Kellen Moore offense.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Can you break down to me, like, what is your concern about the wide receiver system? You don't trust Wilson?
I say body types, you know, like, body types.
Just gotcha.
Like, Wilson already knows the Kellen Moore language.
And he's a rookie. Wilson. I mean, you could only expect so much from a day three rookie in Wilson. I think that, you know, Britton Covey is really here as a punt returner. And gotcha. I think that Jahan Dotson, I mean, it's more or less just a depth thing. I mean, I know that we talk about if anything were to happen to AJ or Devontae,
sure.
You know, what would happen. Then what happens to that wide receiver three spot? I mean, I'm just kind of looking at it from a depth perspective, considering that was just a real pain point last year.
I got one more name for you. What do you think about? I'm not. I am Isaiah Hodges from the Giants.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Actually, he was with Virginia Tech. Was it Virginia Tech?
I think of it. Yeah. Would you?
I'm not sure. I'm just thinking language wise.
I'm also kind of thinking language. Like think about. Think about the Giants wide receiver core. Like, if you can't make that squad, what does that say?
Well, I will say this. I mean, they're going with the young guys. And in that playoff game against Minnesota, he had like 110.
Yeah.
You know, he was probably like the main guy on that offense as a wide receiver.
Right.
There was another wide receiver that got cut today, too. Peoples Jones. He got cut really? As well.
I didn't know.
Jones
got cut. That's an
interesting one. Yeah, so he's actually someone too. So I don't know. I do like Frank Gore Jr. I like him. I'm not saying the Eagles should go get him. I'm just saying, like, I hope he gets another chance. James Robinson as well.
That's dirty. Why were you?
Why'd you just go hold his? I give up.
Amar Burt.
Yeah, that one was fire.
You got that one right.
His dad did us dirty. We don't want him.
No, it's over. You like, it skips a generation.
I think we should
sign his son and then cut his son on Frank Ward's birthday.
We are supposed to be positive and good people. And you over here just deep-owing people, bro. Damn.
Drew says, I like Dotson and excited he's with the squad, but his blocking is suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Jay says Jahan is needed. Do y'all remember when AJ and Devontae was out? That kind of shit. Shout out to Jay, by the way. This guy is a collector of all collectors. If you need something, this guy got it. But that keeps me up at night. Just this thought of what is behind AJ and Devontae?
That's exactly my concern about why I kind of want that other wide receiver here. I mean, we ended up, and think about we went through that last year on the defensive side of the ball too. Remember when both Slay and Bradberry end up going down like on the same series? We were scrambling, and obviously that's something that any team is going to struggle with if you lose your top two cornerbacks. But to how we went and got the depth this year. So now if our guys were to go down, it's not that far of a drop off in the cornerback position. Wide receiver after AJ and Devontae gets a little bit thinner.
Yo, did Donovan Peoples-Jones get cut?
Yeah,
that's what he was just saying.
You're saying that. I missed the was off.
I think he got off. I think you got off for a second.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because he's with the Lions?
Was he with the Browns? The
Browns. Lions. Yeah. Oh, was he?
No, he's
did he get traded to the Lions?
Browns and the Lions. Yeah, it was like the Browns and the Lions.
Elena shots fired. Says, wow, Pete got something positive to say.
Peoples Jones is good, bro. I think that'd be good.
You know, shout out to Marissa in the chat as well, and Mark Bird. This must mean he needs to buy merch himself. Mark's got a problem. There's a lot of you Eagle fans in the chat who text me merch stuff all day long, and I appreciate it, but it is taking over my life. We're trying to change, turn over new leaves.
I didn't realize that Ernest Jones ended up getting traded today.
Yeah, to the Titans.
Yeah, to the Titans. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he wants a new contract.
Bro, he would have been nice in midnight green. Ooh. He's a tone setter. That's a tone setter right there.
We did an interview with Ernest Jones on our talk the prospect. Obviously, we should be working as scouts for the Eagles. Let's see. Rakshak is putting his foot down for Noah Brown. I'm with you.
I'm with you, Rakshak. I'm with you.
Yeah, we all here. We all want. I think we all want Noah Brown here.
Yeah,
he makes sense. He just makes sense.
Well, that's a tough. That's a tough 1-2-3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 1-2-1-2-3 punch. With AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and now Dotson, that's pretty good. CB1, CB2, the CB3. What teams have that kind of depth to cover that kind of talent?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Deion Jones do anything for you guys as a linebacker depth?
A linebacker?
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy. He's 29 at this point. He's going to be.
If he's older than Evan.
Yo,
I don't know, man. He's kind of that's funny. He's kept himself involved in the game. He the past 2 years he's had a little bit of a drop off, not really starting anymore. But as far as like a rotational piece on this linebacker core, like I don't know.
I got that's you, a, but like what kind of I wouldn't want him here to take snaps away from our young guys. Like I wouldn't want him taking snaps away from Trotter Jr. Hunt. So I don't know. I guess he would be a good person to get if we had an injury. You know what I mean? Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of injuries, Todd, I don't know if you saw that Lewisine had a compound fracture. He literally snapped his leg.
I have a question though for you both. Who surprised you that made the team?
Biggest surprise?
Mm-hmm. Who surprised?
I'm going to say he showed off a decent amount, but Eli Ricks, I think, was kind of the one for me. I think that our cornerback group, like we've been talking about, we anticipated having 9 guys between the corners and safeties, and we have 11. And so them going heavy there kind of just makes me think that they're stowing them away so that they can trade them.
Gotcha. What about you? Yeah.
My biggest surprise. I
Sorry.
I was gonna say, I was surprised that made it or got cut.
We made it, and then we'll do cut.
Biggest surprise that made it, I'd say, even though he made the team, and we thought he was gonna make the team, was mm-hmm. Now I'm not gonna say him. Biggest surprise. I say Kennard.
Okay.
I was like, are they going to go with the old thing in Toth?
Yeah, I got you. He played a lot, so it just seemed like they liked him.
Because I think how many years of seeing what Toth can do, like, can we find something new?
Yeah, I get it. Mine was Tristan McCollum. I was surprised. That's surprising. And he played good. He played well. Yeah. But he was my surprise. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What was your biggest surprise not making the team though?
I think honestly it's Dylan McMahon. We talked about in the beginning of the show just about how we kind of talked about the idea of moving Landon Dickerson to center if that would happen. That's the last thing I'd want to see, man. I mean, he was I'm not sure, was he All-Pro or Pro Bowl last year as a left guard? That's exactly where I want to keep him, man. Right. And so having somebody behind Cam Jurgens would be nice. I felt like Dylan McMahon could have been that guy. But, yeah, that's kind of the bigger surprise for me.
Pete's biggest surprise was McCollum. Let's see. Mark says there's no real surprises except only two tight ends. I'm kind of surprised that who got cut. I'd say the McMahon thing, you know, as a draft pick. It's not like he was like back like seventh. I thought he had some flashes. So if they feel like they could, I don't think he's going to make it off a practice squad.
Yeah,
I don't think he's. I think someone's going to claim him.
I can see.
Yeah,
that
I think so too.
Now Todd says his Ben Van Sumeren somewhat of a surprise on the 53, but he did fly around. If you all the beats were highly juiced up when they talked about Van Sumeren and his ability on special teams, they said he was one of the best linebackers on special teams. He did fly around, so
reminds me of Brian Braman, honestly. You remember that thing?
Yeah, I remember Brian Braman. I remember that. I have one more. Tim Patrick.
Yeah.
Tim Patrick will be dope.
He's fast as hell, isn't he?
Yeah. I know he had an ACL injury last year. I think he had an ACL injury, but like mm-hmm. I would love to kick the tires with Tim Patrick. But he was the Broncos wide receiver core a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Pete talking about how he's cut draft picks day before. I remember Prince Tega want to go right out of here.
One Hoagie. That's what I used to call him.
And then Hoagie. Blake Countess.
Bro, Blake Countess. Huh? You remember Blake Countess where he played for the Rams and he played for us and he was like a special team ace. He was like blocking kicks and stuff like that. Mm. Oh, he was a good special team ace.
I guess McCollum is a good special teams player too. I think he showed his athleticism. I mean, Vince makes his point.
Yeah,
EJ Jenkins should have made the 53. He's a guy that he could potentially be on the practice squad if they can get him there.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring that. Someone else mentioned about Kadarius Toney, the SoundCloud rapper that I warned the Giants about drafting. I said, you are going to regret it. And that SoundCloud rapper did not disappoint.
That was a knee-jerk reaction after we got Smitty, though, wasn't it?
I believe so. They waited.
Yeah.
And got a SoundCloud rapper. And I said, with gun charges? And then I was like, during that draft, we went and watched the video. And I said, told you. I said, these are red flags, okay? And they didn't listen. What did they draft that cornerback out of Georgia? And they didn't listen.
Yep.
Right.
They drafted Danny Dimes.
They paid Danny Dimes over Saquon Barkley.
And they drafted Saquon Barkley so high and didn't listen because you didn't have the line for him. We should be GMs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the crazy part, though? I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you. You know the crazy part? Kadarius Toney has like 2 rings.
That is crazy.
That's crazy talk.
Juju Smith-Schuster having rings is pathetic.
Oh, that's crazy. Kadarius Toney is he's the longest kick return in football, Super Bowl history.
That's funny. Sick. He's like, y'all talking down on me, call me a SoundCloud rapper. I got 2 Super Bowl rings. You can't tell me nothing.
My man said, I ain't got no eyebrows, but I got 2 Super Bowl.
Got a point, man. Got a point.
They picked Evan Neal over Sauce Gardner. See? Didn't listen.
Todd talks about wanting to trade for Tyler Huntley. I mean, we talked about how Tanner McKee looks better. Why trade for Tyler Huntley? I mean, do we need that good of a QB3?
The thing is, like, not that they would do it, but like, I feel like Tyler Huntley would give you a better option
than Tanner McKee.
No, not McKee.
Then Kenny Pickett.
That Pickett's going to be a project. We're talking third round. You give up a third round.
You would give up a third round to get Tyler Huntley here?
No, we gave up a third round.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't Tyler Huntley get cut? No. Or did I read that wrong?
No, he hasn't got cut.
I don't think so.
He's on the trade block. That's all. Him and Alex Jenkins.
If you're looking at skill set that's similar to Jalen.
Pete from the top rope. Back in the 2021 draft, it was between Patrick Surtain, J.C. Horn, who Gale liked, by the way.
I did like
Caleb Farley. Now he got cut. I think J.C. Horn is good. He's just had injury problems.
Yeah, injury. Caleb Farley was an injury problem. His red flags were out through the roof.
Sucks for him, bro. Like, he lost both of his parents his first year, his rookie year. He had a lot going on, man.
Mark saying with his chest. Warren says, I might have missed it, but are you fellas going to Brazil? I am currently packing my bags right now for Brazil. Also, one of you guys are going to have to tape it, but your boy's going to be getting interviewed by NBC 10.
Oh,
on Friday at the airport. So it's
nice.
Gonna be
nice.
Interview at the airport talking about the I'm still with, I'm not even sure, I didn't even look at it. I'm stupid like that, but I'm excited. If anyone is going down to Brazil, let us know, because I'd love to link up with you guys. I'm trying to get one of the Brazilian Eagles podcast guys to jump on.
Most importantly, what's the plan with Sage?
My brother, shout out to my brother.
I was about to say, you know, Dwayne.
Cat uncle. Best cat uncle ever.
You know, D was going to watch me.
Bro, our cat has asthma.
Asthma? You got to get an inhaler?
Yeah. Have you ever seen.
What?
Have
an inhaler?
Yeah.
What?
How do you put it on?
What? Have you ever seen a cat have an asthma attack? I was like, you hear choking in the next room, and then you got to get the.
Are you sure it's not a hairball, bro?
Nah, bro.
That's wild. How do you use like a tiny inhaler, and it's just...
a human one. It's got a thing, you put it over their mouth and you pump it, and they have to inhale like 10 times. It's
jeez.
Sure stuff.
Only Gail would end up with a cat who has asthma.
I'm like, wow. Yes, we'll be doing a live stream from Brazil. If my internet works.
Yeah. Have you looked into phone SIM cards at all? You are aware that like T-Mobile, Verizon, that's not a worldwide thing. That's a United States thing.
Your boy already handled that. We have international flair going on.
Love it. Love it.
We have connects. I can call you from my phone.
Oh, this guy.
What about
Mr. Worldwide over here?
What's the time difference, though? What's the time difference?
No time difference. They're directly below us. Yeah.
There will be a podcast next week.
Okay.
Nice. Tuesday.
I was wondering. I was like, I don't know if we're gonna have a podcast next week.
I think so. See, we already gave Dwayne a class on
asthma for cats.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Will says he's allergic to cats. Bob from Down Under says cat AIDS is a thing.
My cat has it. My cat's got FIV.
What?
Yeah. Dude, I was going to the shelter.
What?
Hold on. Cat AIDS.
I gotta gather myself right now because like I'm learning so much.
Yeah, I want y'all to be wearing your fucking ribbons for your FIV FIV positivity for awareness. Yeah, no, but it can't be transferred to people. And then on top of that, when I went to go and adopt her, they said that she don't need medication for it. It's just like if she were to get sick, she has a deficient immune system, so it wouldn't be good. But it's not transferable to anything but cats.
Okay. You know? All right. My bad. I don't mean to sound ignorant. I'm sorry. I just didn't. Wow. I learned. You learn something every day. Wow.
Alana is the best cat ever. My tears are flowing.
Man, I'm sorry. Yeah, bro.
Now, it's crazy the fact that this topic is crazy that we just talked about, but the fact that we're close to having some real Eagles football. The other question is for you folks out there, are you guys going to download the Peacock to watch the game?
I already paid for it.
Frugal Gang?
Frugal Gang don't do that, bro. Frugal Gang finds a free link somewhere.
Frugal Gang don't do that.
Frugal Gang don't pay.
There's a possible opportunity for you and Primo if I actually didn't get a chance to talk to you about it.
Oh yeah.
To do a watch party at another spot.
Oh. Okay.
For you and Primo. Okay. If you got and for Lowski, if he accepted the opportunity. But I know that there will be a watch party at the link as well for those that are going to go. That'll be interesting. There's going to be a lot of watch parties. West Coast, if you're out on the West Coast, West Coast Swoop Nation will be doing a watch party in San Diego. So there's going to be watch parties everywhere. So shout out to all the pets that have ailments. Carl is saying his dog has seizures.
Man. I get that one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't get cats with asthma?
Hate no. It.
Hate.
I don't
hate it. Someone's gonna tune in a pod at that and be like, yo, your cat has
what is this about?
Your cat has it.
It just blew my mind, bro. That's great. That blew my mind.
Yeah. At least we got some laughs today, man. Other than that, I just want to give a shout out to all the people that are helping these tailgates get moving. Bud Light, shout out to Bud Light, who'll be holding on to tailgates. They've done it for years at our tailgate. If you've never been to a tailgate, it is free Bud Light until it lasts. Free Red Bull until it lasts.
Free Conchi, tomato pies.
Free Conchi, Italian bakery, tomato pies until it lasts.
Free cheese steaks. As long as it lasts.
Until Evan says no.
Until I got no meat.
Until Evan says no.
we have free entertainment, low-ski entertainment. That's not free for me, but it's free for you until it lasts. So you're rolling up to an event this the next one will be at the link. I mean,
yo, yeah, that was mad funny.
It'll be amazing, amazing vibes. I think the opener tailgate, which will be week two versus the Falcons, will it'll be amazing. A lot of stuff going on.
So, for sure.
But before we get out, are any things you need to get off your chest? Any say it with your chest? Take something bothering you that you need to tell everyone about?
Nothing that is going to make me sound not ranty.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I got nothing.
No, I ain't got nothing today.
Nothing today?
Mm-mm.
Nothing today. How about your cousin coming with Don't Forget the Banana Pudding? Free.
That's true.
Shout out to my cousin Jordan. But yeah, guys, let's not. This is fun, but like I said, man, it's probably not fun for the guys that got cut. And they got to go to different states, cities, and bring their girlfriends, wives, all that, whatever. So, but yeah, we're being respectful. That's all I want to put. I did get it. Yes, I did. That was actually, I didn't know anything about ass. With cats and then AIDS, that was.
I did see a post where someone was saying that like a lot of these players are going through it, you know, trying to figure out what their next, you know, that opportunity that me, Ev, we were watching the game with Matt Pryor's family. Mm-hmm. That was the weirdest thing to see, because like obviously we on a podcast you talk about the players process, but we were actually sitting with Matt Pryor's family, and they were the way that they were watching, like everyone else, it's the fourth quarter, everyone's watching the game and like enjoying us, we're sitting here eating ice cream just vibing, right? And then they're sitting there watching every block, missed block, and be like, yo, where are we moving? And then it was funny how random it was. We got to then we got intel from someone I know down there about Matt Pryor being traded. And then I relayed that message to the Pryor fam, like, yo, you're about to be with the Colts. And they're like, what? And they're like, really? And these are those small moments where you just like, it's not just guys getting cut or traded. Like, they have to get up and move. Their whole life got rearranged. I mean, it is what it is, but it's part of the beast. But, you know, again, shout out to all those players who gave us something.
For sure. And, I mean, Matt Pryor, is he still playing for the Colts? Or no, he's with
the Bears. Plays for the Bears. He's
Bears.
Yeah, shout out to the Pryor family.
He's still doing his thing, bro. He's
still making money.
6'7", 332. Damn.
Big dude, man. That's a big dude.
Big man.
Shout out to my boy Elijah Qualls. Shout out to my boy. Talked to him about a month ago. He's doing good. He's all right. He's coaching, getting into coaching. Nice. Has a Super Bowl ring. after that. I think he ended up going with Seattle or something like that. So he's still in shape, still trying to do his thing. So shout out to Elijah Balls.
Pete asks, is the Sean Jackson, Sean McCoy thing, is that a tailgate? It's not locked in yet. It could be a tailgate. It could be, you know, the pep rally out in L.A. But they will be with the crew for 2 hours. That's what I've heard. Merce says, yes, it's hard league for all the players who don't make the cut. What is your most painful Eagles release outside of Brian Dawkins?
DeSean Jackson was hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was tough.
That was hard. That was tough because I was really messed up too. They threw dirt on his name and then let him go. And then he went to Washington. He hanging out with Wale and out in the club in Chocolate City, and then signs with him, and then he gets a touchdown. He does a bird dance and kicks it. I was like, damn, that one hurt.
Yeah, no, I think DJX that one hurt. Mine as well. DJX was one of my all-time favorites, man. He just had so much swag, and then we missed out on the rest of the prime of his career. We got a little bit of it, but I mean, he was really. We traded him, we released him in his prime.
Red Zone says Trotter and DJX. Trotter was, yeah, and then Trotter went to Washington as well.
Washington, yeah.
Jenkins, I still couldn't believe we didn't bring him back.
Yeah. He wanted too much money.
Yeah.
Which he was worth it, because people always see the defensive side of what Jenkins did. They didn't see what he did on special teams. He's a special teammate too.
Well, then in the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that too. We suffered.
What about Hassan Reddick? Honestly, I guess
we'll see. I guess we'll see this.
I mean, you don't.
It did. Yeah. We had a heartfelt episode that one.
True. It was kind of.
I do think. I mean, you look around the league at guys that like. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb just got paid monstrous deal. I mean, he was holding out to get his money. I'm a big believer that you signed the contract. You should just go out there and play, man. But at the end of the day, he is severely under market right now.
You talking about Hassan
Reddick, not CeeDee Lamb, who just signed $34 million.
So do you feel like Hassan should just play because he's on a contract?
The principle of how I usually feel is yes for that. But I also, what I'm saying is that he's severely under what he should be making.
Like, cause I mean, there's that situation where like the Eagles were not even allowing him to play on that contract in Philly. Mm-hmm. So like the people that were like, you know, he was not going to, the Eagles didn't want him to play on that contract. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I just leave it. Just that's the nature of the beast. It's the business, yeah. You know. Like it is what it is. Like it is. Carl says the Shady McCoy trade.
That one hurt.
Tim cried.
That one. Oh, damn near did, bro. It was like my dog died.
Freaking Kiko Alonso, bro.
For Kiko Alonso, bro. That was such a whack trade. I remember my wife took me to Applebee's and I got drunk. I got drunk at Applebee's. You know how stingy they are when they be putting in alcohol in them drinks? I got light. Drunk. I called out of work, bro. That's how
then,
mad I was.
And then we got that smelly cockroach DeMarco Murray to replace him. And we're sitting there convincing ourselves that, all right, well, we got DeMarco Murray back.
We're like, oh, we got DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles. We're calling them the trifecta or something like that. It was a wild time, bro. What a wild time to
be. Ryan Matthews, he's stunned, man.
Mark Bird said letting Randall go. Shout out to the GOAT. Shout out to the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Found this in the closet today.
Randall was my man, though. That was my guy. McNabb was kind of weird. That was like a weird situation when we got rid of him. That was weird. And then we got Kevin Cobb and Michael Vick. It was such a weird time. That was weird.
Shout out to Chase for joining us on the last live watch party. Shout out to and Brackshack. Chase says this may be outside the box, but Sean Barber hurt me when I was young.
Sean Barber. Wow.
Wow, that's a pull. I thought you were gonna say Sean Bradley.
Reggie White.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Reggie White. His wife said they didn't even offer him.
Offer, yeah.
Come on, man. You didn't even offer Reggie White.
You know who really hurt me though? Eric Allen when I was a kid. Like I was like heartbroken when Eric Allen went to, I think it was the Raiders, right? Or the Saints. One of the two. Which one came for.
Pete Nathan was a good one. I mean, Raheem Mostert was a guy that we like. He was on our squad, man. He was returning the ball really well. I remember he had a great preseason, and we just let him go. Another guy, you remember L.J. Fort ended up doing all right.
Oh, Ravens. Wow. Ravens, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll throw another one out there from that went to the same division. Andrew Villanueva, who ends up switching to the other side of the ball and having a good career for him.
He had a great career. Yeah, yeah. He was another one.
He was a wide receiver in the Army.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. A wide receiver.
Ends up becoming an offensive tackle.
He was like a Dennis Kelly. Yeah. We gave him up for Dorian Green Beckham.
Dorian Green Beckham, yeah.
That was terrible.
Atlanta says Nick Foles when he left killed me, honestly. 843 really? Philly fan goes with Jeremy Maclin and Shady.
Evan Mathis back in the day.
Oh, Evan Mathis wasn't good.
What, did he go to the Saints after that?
Broncos, I think.
I thought it was the Broncos.
And they won a Super Bowl with the Broncos.
He won a Super Bowl, remember? He won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. Super Bowl 50.
Yep.
Pete Nathan. Resident Cheapskate says, damn, $675 for the Rams game.
That's a lot of money. I ain't no cheapskate, bro.
I was trying to set Evan up, see if he speaks some frugal sense.
That is a lot of money, though,
bro. It's worth it because you get the tickets to the game, tailgate meetup with D-Jax and Shady.
It's true.
He could sign your bald head. How about that? It's all good. It's part of the click.
Friendly fire.
The other thing I was gonna say, I'm gonna be honest. I had this conversation today. Ticket prices this year.
Ridiculous.
Lock in. Because if you're trying to go to a home game, it's more frugal gang to go outside of the region. If these ticket prices are crazy. Like
it's nosebleeds. Absolutely absurd just to get into the building, man. Yeah, and that's why, you know, as the head president of Frugal Gang Nation, one of the things that we like to do is we don't even expect the fact that we're going to buy any tickets, and then there's no letdown. It's like, I was already not going to buy tickets because I already knew it was going to be out of my price range. It's great. That's the privilege of Frugal Gang.
And for the first time ever, I was like, I'm planning on like figuring out, is it just going to be a tailgate this year?
That's what I've been doing. I know that this might sound sacrilege. I love watching the game from home, man. I love being in my own environment. Obviously nothing could beat the atmosphere of being inside the stadium, but when you factor in what the prices have become, I mean, watching from home ain't bad.
I like watching it from home myself. But sometimes it's all about being in an atmosphere. The atmosphere is...
For sure. The atmosphere is unmatched. Yeah.
But $450 for an atmosphere ticket is crazy.
Yeah. And then if you're bringing a family, like, how's it supposed to bring a family of four, bro?
That's me, bro.
Talking about $1,000 just to get out.
That's me, man. That's me. Every time I come home and my daughter wants to go back home. My daughter loves family. Loves seeing you guys. Uncle Gail,
yeah,
and it costs me by like close to a grand, bro.
That's all right, man. She's gonna be going to the cheerleading.
Man, Olympics, I can't
bro.
Wait.
She's gonna
bro.
Be carrying I'm like, you, bro.
Facts.
Oh god, the average ticket price at the link is $450.
Crazy, bro.
I spoke to Perk in the chat. He said that he's just gonna pull out all stops for the first game of the season. And then figure it out. But yeah, I definitely parking could be interesting.
Is Chris Nady doing another year of every game?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he is. There's options. Like if you go to Xfinity, it's going to be bonkers to get in Xfinity. With the way this team is going to be playing, Xfinity's going to bonkers. I actually went to Live Casino last year for the Dallas Eagles game. And I actually did, mine was actually nice.
What, at Xfinity? Yeah.
That's right. No,
Live Casino went.
Yeah, he went there live because we separated. I remember he was already out there. I was like, and he's like, no, I didn't go in. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, Gail's like, it was low key nice. I was like, damn.
Yeah, down at like the sports book area. Is that where you were at?
Yeah, because I spent like almost $400 for a ticket, bro.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if you get in the stadium and then you get like, there'll be some jackass who's standing up who's on the opposite, he's part of the ops. And you're like, I paid too much for these tickets for you to affect my game. And I'm not trying to fight you here. Shout out to Further AM, Mr. Stranger in the building. Hopefully you're doing well. So hope everyone's having most excellent day. Go Birds. He's a big Beavis and Butthead fan. By the way, number one.
What happened to his old? He changed it.
Wasn't he from out in like Cleveland?
Was it Virginia?
Virginia.
Okay. Or close, down south. Okay. I know down south. Yeah.
Todd, you are absolutely right, bro.
Playoff tickets will probably be. Oh man, I'm getting hurt. I'm in my feels already.
I'm not going to them. I'm not doing any playoff. I'm already telling you that right now. I'm going to tell you, I usually go to like one a year. I am not going to any playoff games. Like, I'm good. Tap out.
So Lenny asked, so with the idea of Hurts not being able to handle the blitz and new coordinators, do y'all believe he will have a better season? And someone was just like, with the loss of Jason Kelce, blah, 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 will they be able to handle the blitz, blah, blah. And then this one Eagle fan quote tweeted and said, didn't they have problems handling the blitz with Jason Kelce here? But my thing is, like, I think you're going to have a better plan in place for Hurts. Mm-hmm. I do believe he knows. He knows exactly how they're trying to attack. You know, if Wink Martindale told him everything he needed to tell him. Mm. He's like, we don't need that negativity.
He came out of left field with that one.
Further AM says, it's my Twitch account. I'm from Huntington Beach, California, now living VA Beach. See, I was right.
Okay.
Okay. It's very interesting. Mercer says, live here is crazy. Dallas, you leave. They're wanting to fight. Bro, I was surrounded by me and Prime were surrounded. That was the most defeated I've ever felt leaving the stadium.
Do you think that the Eagles feel like they can price this way based off of the fact? I mean, you look at and maybe I'm just living in like a little box here and just see it from our lens. But you look across the league at the best traveling fans. I think that we got to be up there. Minimum top three, man. And so, like, you look at – if this team is looking at, like, dude, they're willing to drop the money to go travel to – the Chris Nadies of the world are willing to drop the money to go travel all over. Does it even matter what we kind of list the prices at home because they'll pay it?
They will pay. Well, my thing is buy tickets last minute before the game starts. Yes. Do not buy them. Do not buy your tickets months in advance.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing you could do. But bro, people are like, I need to get my tickets. But I'm just saying, you will save hundreds of dollars if you wait.
Yeah, people are going to panic to get rid of
them. Newsflash, former Broncos wide receiver Tim Patrick is expected to sign with the Detroit Lions.
Practice squad? So he must not be 100% coming off the injury, the ACL injury.
Yeah, it's possible.
I was like, yeah, give me Noah Brown. I don't care. I'm with you, though, Gail. I usually wait until before the game. But my wife is Patty Planner. So
I mean, that's a lot of people that are like, I'm going all the way over there. I'm not going to get to, bro. You're going to get tickets. You just have to wait and make sure you have good internet Wi-Fi.
Right.
So.
But if you're big, if you are doing bigger groups, to be fair, like you're not going to guarantee you're going to be able to get four tickets.
That's
true. Well, it's easier to get four tickets than three tickets.
Is it?
It's always it's always easy to get four tickets. Yeah. Okay. Like, because right now, like, it was kind of hard for me to get, we're getting six tickets because it's five. No, we got six. I'm sorry. We got six. My mom and my sister and my daughter and my wife. And it was like, we couldn't find tickets. Now my wife found tickets for all of us for $109 each.
Nice. Where?
SeatGeek.
Where? Which?
Oh, New Orleans. I'm sorry.
In New Orleans. Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. Not in Philly yet. If
you go to a stadium where you know the teams are going to get smoked, all those people are selling those tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Those Giants tickets, I think we got end zone area for like $65.
Yeah. I think we bought ours for like the same price.
Maybe we could go to New York this year without it raining. That'd be cool.
No, it was snowing. What are you talking about?
Snow, rain.
It was year, snow. Bro. Oh, yeah. My God. Bro, my daughter, shout out to my daughter. She was a trooper that day.
Shout out to people that stand in the rain, travel with the squad. You know what I'm saying? Lenny says, 1, 2, 3. What's your educated guess of our regular season record? I'll say 12-5. 13-4.
I say 12-5.
And we have to lose some because we sit our players.
And I mean, we're gonna give up a game this year that's to a team that we're not supposed to lose to. We do it every year.
I mean, as long as you're enjoying a tailgate with my guy Alex, makes the best pulled pork.
Yes, sir.
Chef's kiss. If you don't know about this guy and his pulled pork, you haven't lived. Perk is speaking to existence now, 17-0. I like it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Make
like
it 20 enough.
I like it. But once again, shout out to Primo on his vacation. Hopefully he's having a great time with his family. And shout out to everyone who's taking those vacations. But Tim, what is your last word before we get out of here?
Yeah, last word, definitely want to send a birthday shout out to both of my kids, 19 years apart and with the same damn birthday. Don't know how I did it, but I did it. Shout out happy birthday to my boy Trey. Love you. Happy birthday to my baby girl. I love you to death. Both of you guys are amazing kids. August 31st. So having a big party at the house.
Nice.
A lot of screaming kids, and then I'm gonna miss two of my drafts. So yeah, I'm gonna be busy dad this weekend.
Oh well.
But yeah, man, let's
happy
go birds,
birthday
man.
To them.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Last word, Ev.
Yeah, man. I mean, Gail, next time we have the show, you are gonna be international, Mr. Worldwide. So looking forward to hearing about your experiences in Brazil. Looking forward to the start of the Eagles season. I mean, the weather is right. The Eagles are looking right as well. So I'm excited, man. The season's finally upon us. No more preseason games. We got our roster set. Let's ride.
Last word. I'm gonna try to do some kind of content while I'm down there. I know a lot of people are gonna want to see what it's like down there in Brazil. I've been watching the videos on YouTube. I'm trying to find the dope spots to go to. Hopefully the internet works well down there. But I'm just excited to be again. These Eagles are gonna get me through this flight. My girl's gonna get me through this flight. The Eagle fans on that trip are gonna get me through this fight. Let's not have a lot of chance.
Saquon Barkley gonna run for 200 yards, and you're gonna
let's not have a chance. Let's not have a whole chance. It's funny as hell, bro.
All right, my last word. First, you
that's
can wear
hour flight, bro.
You can wear green. If that's the Brazilians have already told me this that it's that is all fake. You'll be all right.
How long is your flight?
I don't even know.
8 hours, man.
I don't even want to.
Ev, what did you just say?
I'm pretty sure it's 8 hours. And
it's Gail, 4 hours. It's 3 hours to Miami, and then another flight from Miami. From
Gail's going to hear over between the two flights. He's going to be hearing over 30 Eagles chants.
This is not a hot take. This is like, I love the Eagles. The Eagles chant on an airplane at 50, over 50, by the time you get there, it's the worst thing. It's the worst thing ever.
Yo, I don't even front. I'm not going to front. When I picked y'all up from the hotel when y'all came to Arizona, funniest shit ever. All three of y'all just looked just like, I got to get away from these people. I got to get away from these people. Like,
did you guys see the video I posted when we went to Arizona and the Eagle fans took over the mic on our plane? So we heard that thing about 70 times.
On the flight out to Arizona, yeah. That poor flight attendant just against her will.
Imagine that.
70 times. 70 times.
Imagine that.
Bro, they looked.
10 hours.
Bro, they looked like it was, man, if I could describe to you like how these three looked, it was so funny, bro. It was so funny.
Yeah, the she was a trooper, but she was over it.
I bet.
Good times, man. But yeah, man. Shout out to y'all in the chat. We will see you guys soon. As always, it's Fly Eagles Fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.